A Kohen is prohibited from marrying a Zoyno. It's a love. Isha Zoyno v'chalolo lo yikochu. The Chinuch says that in the Shoresh HaMitzvah, the fisha Kohanim nivcharu la'avid avodas Hashem tomid. The Kohanim were chosen to do the avodas Hashem on an ongoing, regular, consistent basis, all the time. Roy umechuyav leyosam kedoshim, therefore it's appropriate and they're obligated to be holy, sanctified, above all the pchisus in this world, unikiyim, and clean in every way, I guess physically and spiritually. Yosam ikol shor ha'om b'chol inyoneihem. They're even more than the rest of the people, who is the Klal Yisrael, is also called the Am Kodesh Atol Hashem Elokecho, is Skula Mikola Amim, but even beyond the level of Kedusha, and Kedoshim Tiyu applies to us also, but even beyond the level that applies to Klal Yisrael in general, the Kohanim, because they're specifically chosen for the Avodas Hashem in the Beis HaMikdosh, they have to be a darga, or much beyond that level. Afki be'inyan hazivug shu dover ikri b'odom, even in the inyan hazivug, which is a dover ikri b'odom, it's very significant in a person's life, uktsas machshevoi so'odom al bas zugoi tomid, and somewhat, an amount of the thoughts of a person are on his spouse all the time, therefore he's obligated not to marry a zoyno because her nature is evil, vamar, and bad, bitter. She might have that influence to lead him midarkoi hatoivo, from the good path, from the right derech, the kavanosoi horetsuya, and from his appropriate kavonas, and for that reason that he's not allowed to marry a zoyna. So there's just one thing that's a little bit strange over here. It says there are two reasons why, and to protect the kohen from negative influences, that he's forbidden to marry a zoyna. One is, it seems that ikri hazivug is that inyan hazivug is shudover ikri ba'odom. That's a major thing. It's like she's a major part of his life. A spouse is a major, forget even the influence, but just a chelik. That's it. He's only half an odom until he gets married. So this is mamish part of him. They become like guf echot. But then he says something interesting. Uktsas machshava yiso odom al bazugoi tomid. And part of his thought is always thinking about his wife. Person, I guess that's a proper marriage situation, that we're so connected, a husband and wife, lebosor echod, to the extent that just as I'm always thinking about myself, and that's something that's natural, a person is whether it's thinking consciously or subconsciously, is always focused on himself. Sometimes he's too focused on himself, but he's focused on himself. He's also focused on his wife. And part of his machshova is always there. And it seems that lochein nischayev shalolisa isha, because she's going to lead him, this zoyno, this inappropriate woman, could lead him off the derech hatoivo and off the proper kavonis and so forth. It sounds like that there are two ingredients that are necessary for this negative hashpah to be a concern. And without those two ingredients, this negative hashpah would not be of concern. What are the two ingredients? One is the mashpia is an eco part of my life. This is something that's very significant. If you're a tofel in my life, if you're not so important, if you're, you know, just relegated to some sideline, then you're not going to have such an influence on me. But besides that, ktsas machshava yis ho'odom al bazugoi tomid. I'm always thinking about you. Sounds like if the situation would be that there's a break in my thinking, I think about you sometimes. You know, sometimes I think about you, sometimes I don't. I think for an hour, then I forget for two, then I think for three, then I forget another half hour. Then it's not tomid. If it's not tomid, then this chshash, it seems, from the chinuch, would not be such a chshash. The concern that we have is because it's always on his mind. So it sounds like that there's an expression here of the MO of negative influences. Negative influences have strong power on us because they penetrate. It's like an intravenous, that it's constantly dripping, it's constantly going, it's going on 24 hours a day. It's not like I stop to eat three times a day, but I stop to get involved in negativity from time to time. But it's an ongoing thing, and since the source of that negativity is something that's always on my mind, it can actually destroy me, damage me, send me off the derech. But if there would be breaks in that, and there wouldn't be a constantly ongoing thing, it sounds like that would not be, that's one of the two critical ingredients in the chashash of maybe she could have this negative influence. So I think that what that means, lamaisa, is that, you know, we're all exposed to negative influences. But the ability to at least break, make breaks, revach tosimu bein eder le'eder, that there should be some time. It shouldn't be a constant thing. The constancy of the source of the negative influence seems to be the critical ingredient in its strong negative influence. But if I would be able to, you know, place 3 days a week I'm not involved, and I don't let myself be exposed to this negative influence. 4 hours a day I don't let myself be exposed to this negative influence. I have some kind of a formula to break the consistency of this thing being on my mind. That could, it would seem, save a person from terribly devastating negative influences. And I think that in the world that we live, I think that certainly this is so appropriate to the modern technology that conveys to us so many negative influences, because the conveyor is constant. I mean, it's like I flew someplace last week, so you see, first of all, the world is a much quieter place. When you go on a plane, other than the occasional babies that are crying, everybody is all the time, the whole time. I don't know how there can be so many busy people with so many important things that they have to do all day long, but like the whole time. And everybody, it's quiet. There's not, people don't even sleep anymore on the plane. They just, everybody has a smartphone and everybody is doing it. And it seems to me that it's something that doesn't have a break. There's no break. It's there. It's not just tied to my body. It's tied to my head. It's not just tied to my head. The button is on. The button is not on. My eyes are focused on it. It's all the time. I walk out here in the hall. It looks like a internet cafe. It looks like an internet cafe. You know that people day and night. And if we would just put a break, just. There are times of the day, there are days in the week, there are, all right, we have Shabbos, Baruch Hashem. In fact, I read, I think it's well known, that people were advocating one day a week you should just not have a phone. No phone contact, your phone should be off, and you should, maybe that would accomplish a lot too. But just this idea to realize the consistency factor is what really penetrates, that this object or the purveyor of the negative influence is so critical to my life and is so a bit midus in my connection that I'm always thinking about it. And it's true, we're always thinking about it. And people say, if I don't have my smartphone, I feel naked if I'm not wearing it. If I don't have it in my hand, I feel life is the world has stopped to function. Just a thought in how we could possibly have some mitigating effect on the negative influences that the Yetzirah and especially our generation provides for us. So that's just one thought. There's another mitzvah that a kohen is not allowed to do the avod in the Beis Hamikdash if he's a balmum. If he has certain physical mumen, certain physical blemishes, certain physical parts that are not the way they should be, and distracting and what have you, and not looking right. So he says he's not allowed to do the avodah. Lefi sheroiv, this is the shorash hamitzvah. The chinuch says sheroiv pulas bnei odom retzuyas elev royehim lefi chashivus beseihim. Most actions of people are accepted and find favor in the hearts of those who see them according to the chashivus of the doer of the action. Okay? Ki b'yoyis ha'odom choshuv b'mar'ehu v'toy b'ma'asov. A person is choshuv in his look. He looks choshuv. He's a distinguished-looking person. And he's good in his actions. Yim tzochein v'seichel toy b'chol asher yaseh. He will find chein and seichel toy in everything he does in the eyes of b'enei kol royov, in the eyes of people who see him. V'im yiyah behepich mizeh, if it will be the opposite, pochus b'tzurosoy u'meshuna b'evorov, less in his tzura, doesn't make such a roishim, and his evorim are a little bit different from everybody else. There's something strange over there. The im yosher bidrochov, and if he is yosher in his ways, lo yeyosu poloisov kol kach elev royov. Even though he's yosher bidrochov, his actions will not be so appreciated in the eyes of the people who see them. Al kein be'emes roy lios hasholiach shakaporot tluya olov ish chein. Therefore, the person who's the shliach that the kaporo in the Beis Hamikdash is dependent upon has to be a person who finds favor. Yefei toya, beautiful. Vifei mare, he just looks beautiful. He's a good looking. He's wow. V'noe bechol derochov, and beautiful in all of his ways. Leman yitofsu. Therefore, people will gravitate after their thoughts will gravitate him and follow his influence. And okay, that's one time. He gives another time also. So I just, if you think about it for a minute, it's very strange. We're talking about a Klal Yisrael that has a deep appreciation for Dvorim Shebekdusha, for Ruchnius, for Torah, for values, as we've heard many times, when the pasuk says Kedoshim Tiyu, the Chazal say there's a Havamina that if it didn't say Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I would think Kedoshim Tiyu, we should be as holy as HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. We're talking about a nation that's mitzuva in v'halachta bidrochov, that mahur achum, afator achum. We're talking about such level of sensitivity and appreciation of truth and yashrus and goodness, and it's beyond anything that we can imagine. And we're talking about a person who exemplifies these values. He exemplifies these values. He's Yosher Bidrochov. What it means to be Yosher, Ish Yosher, to find a person of integrity, of ultimate integrity, that everything he does is done with integrity, and all of his actions are appropriate. The depths of, imagine the biggest tzaddik, imagine the most sensitive person, imagine the most the person who's moisa nefesh for goodness, and his midas are impeccable. And such a person to have hashpah, so we say no. But you know something, he also has to be good looking. He also has to be choshev, and the ikar is because it's all part of chashivus. It says it has to. It says in the eyes of, in order for his actions to be acceptable and to be accepted and to want to identify with them and emulate them and so forth, he, in the eyes of his beholders, those who look at him, they have to see the chashivus. And what is that chashivus? What do you mean chashivus? He's a tzaddik. He doesn't say a word of lashon hara. His midas are beyond reproach, beyond anything imaginable. I never saw such a holy person. But doesn't look so choshev. Doesn't look so choshev, his voice. Seems no, that in order for that hashpah to take place, the physical appearance, I guess the physical appearance talks to the part of the body that's the guf, that's muhsik, the guf is muhsik. And memela, it has such an influence, and if on a physical level he's a balmum, he doesn't look so good, or maybe he's not well groomed or well kempt or well something, and this will interfere with the ability to see the godless, the greatness of such a giant of a human being in the eyes of people who are so attuned to seeing this godless, because something physical, the chashivos of the I would say the meaningless chashivos, one would think, the insignificant chashivos, how he looks, how it is, if he's a balmum, what do you want? If it's not his fault, he's a balmum. But there's something there. I can't fully appreciate his physical posture and presence, and that can make the difference in my ability to look and to identify with the greatest level of gadlus and yashrus that emanates from this person. It would seem to me that this would apply to a mirror as well. And that, you know, we have inside, stop smiling, yeah? We have inside infinite levels of ruchnius. And we have to be in tune with the ruchnius. We have to appreciate our capacity, our ruchniistic capacity. In order to be able to function and to grow, a person has to have that sense of his own greatness. That was what was so much emphasized in Slabodka, that we created B'Tselem Elohim and the Yitzir Kapov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all of these things to Lehachyus Nefesh Shvolim, Lehachyus Lev Nidkoyim. And this is what we have to, in order to function properly and to reach ever higher levels of ruchnius and mahu afato and dveikus b'Hashem, a person has to have that sense of who he is. And when he looks in the mirror and he doesn't see chashivus, he sees, I don't know. Now, certain things, there's nothing we can do about it, you know, but there are many things that we can do about it. And if he doesn't see that chashivus, it can damage his whole ability to be mushpa from his own ruchniistic potential and his own godless, the godless or odom that's within him, and the midas tevis and the yashrus and all of the hanhogas and everything that he does, because he's affected by the fact, I'm not so choshev. I don't look so choshev, and memela, I cannot relate to the chashivus that's beneath the surface. And therefore, I think that this is a call to maybe, let's say, to return to Slabodka, you know, that I'm not saying to go back to Europe, but to really think twice about the way we dress and the way we look. Now, tomorrow, everybody could take a haircut. It's an opportune time, and because that not only will influence others, because it does. Others are certainly influenced, and if we wish to have, I mean, imagine even a chavrusa, the person sitting and learning with his chavrusa, and he wants his chavrusa to be able to be makabel something, he said something that was very, he feels very appropriate, very straight, very logical. And the chavrusa, to say the chavrusa is going to be influenced by how he's dressed, that's going to make a difference. Oh, he's wearing a suit and a tie today, you know, not to mention a hat, you know, so he's a Torah authority. All of a sudden, there's something there that I got to reckon with this, what he says. Man, he's dressed like a schlump. He comes in looking like, psychologically, he's brilliant. He's a genius. He understands things. He's a godel ador. But it doesn't look that way. So I think in many ways that we have to refocus on that presentation, on the outside presentation, because that makes a difference in our influence on others. And it would seem to me that logical that it should make the same or a similar difference on our influence on ourselves. And that influence is so critical and so important that we certainly have to go take whatever practical measures could help in order to enhance that influence.